Hello, everybody. Today I want to think about strange times. And it seems at the moment that we're in a little bit of a quiet time between the past COVID and also the second wave, the imminent second wave that we are waiting for. And really, it's coming. And I want to just thank a friend of mine, Chris Upton, who is in Yorkshire. He's at Haworth, at the Haworth Baptist Church. And I just want to thank him for something that I heard him speak on. And I just want to share really his thoughts with you today. He says that we're living in strange times, as the government predicts and as we've all experienced. And for me, and I just want to think about, you know, how it's affected my life at the moment. My life as a minister has totally changed. I was never trained for this. And I, in some ways, I feel quite powerless. I knew what I was doing each day. I would go out to Hindhead and Beacon Hill on a Tuesday and Wednesday, and that had been the rhythm of my ministry since I've been here, really, in Fleet and Beacon Hill. But I feel quite powerless because all that, the rhythm of my life and the structure, the daily structure that I had, has gone. And I'm dependent now on instructions from government. I'm dependent on other people. I'm dependent on my daughter. And I'm not as independent as I used to be. And that actually gives me a real sense of powerlessness. Secondly, I want to just refer to my study. Now, my study has always been a working study. I've always got sort of things up, maybe dates of meetings that I've got to go to, my preaching plan for the year. And none of that has happened. All the meetings haven't been able to take place. The preaching plan, well, that has just really gone through the window. I've still got books and I've still got meetings that I attend, but they're all on Zoom. And I have to say there is a bit of a question mark for the future for me. What's going to happen next year? And I've got no idea. Absolutely no idea. I haven't got a clue. And so, apart from the rhythm of my life changing, I think my ministry is changing. And so, yes, these are strange times, not just strange times living with the COVID virus, but it's the strange times how it impacts on all our lives. And I think there is an expectation that that ministers need to know what's going on. We need to be in control. Well, my friends, I can tell you that I have got no idea what is going on. All I can do is to just depend on God, really. God's call and the Holy Spirit just nudging me into what I must do. And there is a real sense that, yes, I feel quite stressed, that I can't fulfill everything that I was wanting to do. These are very strange times. These are not times that I anticipated when I trained for ministry 20 years ago. But it also made me think, is it really strange? When we think of the vast amount of people today in our world, majority of them feel powerless. They're not sure what's going to be happening day to day. They live from hand to mouth. They haven't got a rhythm, a so-called rhythm that we can, that we are used to. Maybe, just maybe, that we feel, as the vast majority of people feel, and that is we feel out of control. Before COVID, maybe that was the strange times. Yes, we lived in a wealthy world in the European culture. We were a very wealthy, developed land. And yes, we were in control of things. But actually, that could have been the strange times. Is that normal? Because the majority of the world are not in control. The majority of the world are out of control with their lives. All of them feel powerlessness and are dependent on other people to tell them what to do or to guide them into what they should be doing. And so it has been throughout human history. People have been exiled. We've had illnesses. There's been lots of natural disasters, all of which have been out of our control. But actually, I think what COVID has done is that it's brought us back into recognizing that we are not in control. We're not in control of our destiny. And actually, we're all seeing life through that same lens of uncertainty. And so, yes, these are strange times we live in. But let us always remember that it is the omnipotent God who is still with us. The God who breathes through all creation. The God who tenderly cares for us. The God who will lift up the lonely. The God who will bring justice to those who are feeling oppressed. And so they may be strange times that we live in, but we are alongside many other people. We are not alone. And so it is one voice that we do say, let us stand together, hand in hand, and know that God will protect us and care for us and lift us up like eagle's wings. I hope your strange times will enable you just to reflect on how God has been for you. And let us not be too dismayed, for we know that this Holy Saturday, this void that we're in, will not always be around. There will be a resurrection light at the end. God bless and take care of yourselves. Bye.